Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels on, oh my goodness, on Tuesday. It's 1 o'clock on Tuesday. We got a lot to talk about, right? And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not all going to be good. So we're going to try to make this as positive as we can. But, you know, a lot going on in the world, as we all know. I know I'm preaching to the choir. But the show, you know, the show must go on, right? And we need to have a, we need to do a as positive a spin as we can do on what is going on, especially within our industry, right? So here we go. So we're gonna try to do this, right? And like I said, be as positive as we can. And the timing is perfect. What's the timing perfect for? Because I have Jim Schichter here, right? That's the positive spin on it, right? Because now we actually have a CEO of a management company that's dealing with a lot of the things that are going on within not just the United States, but I'm sure, you know, anyone that has a hotel, that owns a hotel, that manages a hotel, is dealing with the same things. And quite frankly, the people that manage or own the hotel, they're going through a lot more different things than the people that actually work there. If I'm saying that correctly, Jim.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. But I've unmuted your mic, so
I'm unmuted.
You're unmuted, so you actually can talk now. So
I just want to say that I'm really happy to be here. So I love watching the show, and I think it's a great thing you're doing for the whole community. Really, it really is great, and the show's been great. And
well, thank you.
I've been itching to get on, so I'm glad that.
Well,
I'm here.
You know, I wanted to give you now. See, Jim had been away, and I'm gonna get to his story before we get into all this stuff, but I'm gonna get to his story, but I wanted you on the show, right? But you had just come back,
right?
And I knew you were dealing with a lot of other things, and I didn't want to put that added pressure on you as well to come on the show too. But just so you know, Jim, I used to work with Jim, and Jim's been a mentor, a friend to me, a boss. He was my COO as well. So Jim's kind of taken care of me over the last couple years. I'm not gonna lie and say he hasn't. So Jim is actually the chief operating officer for Broughton Hotels, which is based in Anaheim, California. They have about 15 hotels. Am I right?
13.
13
right now, yep.
13 hotels in their portfolio, all, for the most part, all boutique hotels, mm-hmm. Ranging from sizes from, I want to say, 40 rooms to 180 rooms.
24 to 190, yeah.
Oh, damn, I'm off.
You're pretty close.
Am I pretty close? Yeah, okay. All right. You give me a point. Give me some points for that. But yeah, so Jim is the CEO, and Jim has an interesting story. Okay. So I'm going to introducing first, and then we're going to go into, you know, because Jim and I have already been talking about things that, you know, things that this, you know, with the coronavirus and things that are going on within our industry, the hospitality industry. You know, and I go off of things that I'm hearing, you know, I'm talking to people every morning, mainly salespeople, maybe a couple of GMs here and there, and, you know, and just going through, you know, what they're going through, what they're dealing with, you know, on a daily basis or on a minute basis, because this whole situation is fluid. I mean, it's changing at the moment, right? So we're doing the show today, and who knows what's going to happen, you know, in the next couple of minutes, not just tomorrow, but what's going to happen by the end of the day. I mean, just last week I was in Long Beach having a great time at Destination California, you know, learning some new hotels, meeting some new people, building some relationships. And then the next day is almost like the, you know, the sky is falling, right?
That's right.
I mean, we went from having meetings to the NBA canceling. And, you know, when that happens, then, you know, it's just a domino effect. NBA cancel and all these groups. You got E3, which is the largest group in LA canceled. And then Disneyland and Universal Studios, restaurant, everything is closed. So, but like I said, we're going to try to do what we can to, you know, put some information out there, as well as, you know, still have a little fun, still laugh a little bit, because Jim's experience here is interesting, because I didn't know. I mean, when you think you know someone, right, you think you spend some time with this person, and obviously he left some stuff out. But we're going to go.
I'll fill the gaps.
Okay, so Jim, and I have to introduce, so I have to build this thing up, right?
Make it
so
good.
Okay, there you go. Working in hospitality since 1985, began as a front desk host and quickly became GM of the Best Western Aloha Tropics Hotel in Palm Springs. Later became resident manager and director of international and leisure sales for Palm Springs Marquis, which I think then was a Prentice Resort, correct?
Correct.
Became partner and regional director for Touchscreen Marketing in Hawaii, which is a hospitality marketing and advertising company. I assume it's still there, or is it not there anymore?
Oh, no, that technology is long gone.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It was good at the time, but long gone.
No. Okay. 13 years as, then this is going to be the twist here. The twist is going to come here in a minute. So make sure you stay, you pay attention with what I'm saying. So 13 years as COO and partner with Broughton Hotels, okay? Then it took a turn, okay? He retired in 2013, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, that's the same year. Now listen to this. Okay, that's the same year Jim talked me into being the GM and then leaves 2 or 3 months later. I mean, who does that, right?
Was it that quick?
it was almost, yeah. Maybe it's only 2 months. I don't remember. But he retired in 2013. He and his wife, they bought a motorhome and traveled the country, right?
That's right, yep.
Traveled the country for, I don't know, 6 months?
Yeah, 6 to 8 months, yeah.
Okay, 6 to 8 months. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, he's going to have to fill in the gaps if he wants to. Then kind of unretired.
That's right.
And went to work for Charlestown Hotels in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which they have some beautiful hotels.
Yeah, they're one of the biggest boutique hotel companies on the East Coast. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And then he was VP of operations for about 2 years?
Actually, I was there for 4 years.
Is that not, it wasn't that long?
Yeah, but I did a couple of different positions. It's another story on how I got there. So
okay,
once
okay.
you finish, I'll go through the...
And then... He came back to Broughton in 2019.
That's right. Yeah.
So we come full circle. So he's been back for about a year?
Just a year, yep.
Just a year.
Yeah, just a year last week.
So, and I hate to say this, but I was happy that you came back. I mean, I hate to say that, yet you came out of retirement to come back, but the industry missed you. I'll just say that. The industry missed you. I missed you. And I'm glad you're back, but not glad you're back in the situation that we're all in at this point.
Right.
But welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate all the insight you've given me in the past and all the insight you just gave me in the probably 30 minutes that we were talking before the show started. But let's talk about your career quickly, and then we'll jump into some of these topics. And just so everyone knows, I don't have a list here because this is all uncharted territory. So I'm going to shoot from the hip today. And I already told Jim we're going to shoot from the hip, and we're just going to go for it and talk about some of the things that are going on from his perspective. But anyway, let's talk about your career. So,
yeah, so just really quick. So when I was in my early teens, I was a jazz musician, so a saxophone player.
Okay.
And I had the opportunity to travel the world with a band. I've recorded albums, and I thought that was my career path. And I got scholarships to college for music, which I took one of them. And I was at the time working part-time, almost full-time, at a very small Best Western in LaGrange, Illinois, just kind of make money while I was in college. I quickly found out that talent isn't the only requirement to become a successful musician, right? You got to have the complete package. So that's when I decided to give up my scholarship, went into hotel school in Chicago at Eccles International Hotel School, and I went through that whole program and graduated with honors there and got into the hotel business.
Wow.
And I was a GM right out of the gate at the Best Western in Chicago. And then I quickly got transferred over to Palm Springs, California.
Okay.
Where I was a GM there for some time. I had a home there up until a couple of years ago. But then I had the opportunity to buy my own franchise with Touchscreen Marketing in Hawaii with a great bunch of people. And it was kiosks that you would touch and you could get purchase tickets. You could view activities.
Okay.
You could pick up the phone and ring. It was high-tech technology.
Okay.
Very successful, but then 9/11 came, much like we have an issue now.
Okay.
9/11 came, completely shut that business completely down. So I moved back to California, and after going through all of that, I just wanted to relax for about a year. And so I said, well, let me look for some kind of easy hotel gig. And it just so happened that Larry Broughton, my business partner from Broughton Hotels, opened their first hotel in Palm Desert, California, and we're looking for a GM. So I applied. He hired me. We quickly realized each other's compatibility and strengths and became partners. And that's when we built Broughton Hotels from 2002. And from the get-go, when I went to hotel school, I said I want to retire at 45. That was my goal, and I did that. But then after 13 years with Broughton, and I was 45, I retired. And Keith Scott, I don't know if you remember him from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. He's now in the Carolinas now?
He's now in Virginia.
Virginia, yep. Okay.
But while my wife and I were toidling around in our RV, Keith called me and said, hey, I'm with this company, Charlestown Hotels, and they're looking for a GM out in Cape Cod at the end of the world in Provincetown. It's a seasonal resort. Okay. I said, well, hey, I don't know anybody. But after thinking about it, I said, well, that's something I could do. We take the RV out there. I could run that in the summer, have a little fun, make a few extra bucks. So I told Keith, hey, I'll go do that. So my wife and I went out there. We had a place on the property looking at the ocean, had a blast. It was a lot of fun. Then we went back on the road in our RV, and I kept getting a call from the CEO with the company wanting me to join Charlestown Hotels to help out with their operations there. So I agreed, and I had a three-year term there as their vice president of operations. It was really great. Then went back into retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Moved back here to the West Coast. Then we had some challenges with our Chicago properties. So I got a call from Larry and Robert Rycroft, and they said, hey, Jim, what are you doing? Because we need some help at these hotels. And they said it would only be about a month. I said, well, okay, I'll come back. I'll give you a hand. So I went to Chicago for a month, which turned into 3 months. And then the owners said, hey, we're glad you're back. And there were other owners that said, glad you're back. And then Larry and Robert said, glad you're back. Would you mind coming back and helping us once again? So that's how I got back into the
wow
to the fray of things. Yep. So
and you stayed with, and this has been over a year now, just at a year,
just a year last week. Yeah.
Wow.
The 11th, March 11th was the I took the infamous phone call.
And you're still kicking yourself. Why did I take that?
I'm
phone
still
call?
Kicking myself. Still kicking myself.
Well, that's good. Like I said, I'm glad that you're back, and part of me said, why is he coming back? But then, and then part of me said, you know what, the industry needs Jim, so that's good. I'm glad that you're back. But like I said, I'm not glad that you're back and all this is going on. So, tell me, I guess, what are some of the biggest issues you're dealing with now as a COO of a company that manages? And the unique thing about your position is that you're not managing these hotels from the Broughton's perspective. You're managing from the owner's perspective. You're managing the hotel, okay, but there's owners involved too, and there's different owners. So if you have 13 hotels, it may be 13 different owners.
That's right. So you have to manage the owner relationships as well as the ownerships the relationships with the teams on the properties. The biggest challenge right now is that nobody's seen anything like this, and nobody is traveling. You know, as I was telling you before the show, Chicago is really basically shut down. None of the restaurants or bars are open, only for delivery and takeout. All the attractions are closed. You had mentioned that the NBA suspended, well, so did the NHL.
Mm.
The baseball season's postponed a couple of months, and three of our hotels just happen to be within a mile of Wrigley Field. So you can imagine how that's affected. All the airline transportation is down 50%. All the attractions are closed. So we have to take drastic measures at the hotels because we still have the bills to pay. Mm-hmm. The owners still have a mortgage to pay. We have to pay the team members that are there taking care of the property. But unfortunately, everybody else gets put in a triage list, you know, as far as paying them. And the owners are very concerned, obviously, because there's not revenue coming in.
Yeah.
There's no end in sight. And as you said, things are changing minute by minute. So what do we do? So our approach at Broughton is that we take this top-to-bottom approach and we evaluate the entire operation and get rid of all unnecessary expenses and then focus on retaining what little business there is and then aggressively going over after the programs that are coming up, such as you know, postponement of paying property taxes, payroll tax concessions, forbearance on the utilities, so they'll let us give us 30, 60, 90 days to pay, those types of things, and finding every avenue that we can to preserve cash in the short term so our owners don't have to continually write significant checks until we find out where the bottom is of this thing.
Now, you mentioned something earlier that I didn't think about, and it has to do with utilities. And like, just say something as simple as a pool.
Right.
A swimming pool.
Yeah, generally when hotels are putting fires out, they don't think of the little things. Like, so a swimming pool this time of year, because it's cold in Los Angeles, everywhere else we have hotels, we typically heat our pools to 82 degrees. In a small pool, that costs about $2,000 a month. Pretty significant cost.
Yeah.
You could turn that off.
Exactly.
Right? We're also finding guests are very understanding under these circumstances. Mm-hmm. So when we have to make all... we have to change our services at the hotel. They're understanding why we're changing those services, such as, you know, servicing the room every other day,
okay,
turning the pool off, alternatives to continental breakfast, and those types of things.
Okay, so did you have a, I guess, a contingency plan, or are you building the plane as you're flying?
Oh no, we had a contingency plan because
that was a good one, right? Building the plane as you're flying.
Larry Broughton, the CEO of the company, my business partner, back when the recession hit in 2008, was very forthcoming and very proactive in developing a recession-proof business plan, which we've used since then and followed to today in these types of issues. And we've updated as long as we've gone up till now. And it follows virtually every single department, every team member, every section of hospitality in how we can save money, how we negotiate with vendors, things we look for that we can save money, how we keep customer retention, how we go after business, and thinking out of the box.
That's what
we encourage all our hotels. No idea is a dumb idea or a stupid idea.
Gotcha.
If you think there's a way we can save or you think we can make an impact, bring it to the forefront and share it.
Wow. Okay. So I would think, since there's no business coming in, who are we... And this goes from, you know, I'm talking to people, and mainly I'm talking to salespeople, you know, maybe some GMs here and there, but mainly salespeople. And, you know, they're either starting to work from home or they have, you know, different hours and things like that. Now, within your organization, are salespeople still working on property, or what's going on with that?
Well, in some cases, at the home office, we're all working remotely now. We're all working from home, so we're not going into the home office. And we're encouraging our property-level people to, where possible, they can do that.
Okay.
The challenge with sales specifically is there's no current business to go after. All businesses, even related with sales in the hotel business, are focused on other things, their own business. As I had mentioned to you, you know, companies that provide CRM or CRS service, website management, they're all concerned because they realize that the hotel industry has taken such a significant hit that they're going to take a significant hit. So they're thinking on how to mitigate their losses and aren't really focused on the growth. And because there's so much restriction now, there's no avenue really to go gain business.
Okay.
Are we getting a few inquiries for fall, winter? Yes, but very few. Some people are being proactive, but that's just not on the forefront of anybody's mind right now. So it's very difficult for a salesperson. Some, unfortunately, we've had to lay off, right? as well as other team members in other positions. It's just the nature of the business. When you go down to 10% occupancy,
yeah, there's not much that's going on if you're doing that. And what I try to say to, you know, salespeople out there is, I mean, if you're still there, I mean, we pray that you're still there and you still, you know, continue with your job. But, you know, if you run out of things to do, I mean, I always say it's not a time to sell. It's a time to build those relationships.
Yeah, and maintain the ones you have.
Maintains the one you have and build on those relationships, meaning you're calling just to see how people are doing.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You're not calling fall is coming and, you know, you still have that RFP out. You know, it's all about trying to, it's the human part at this point, right? Mm-hmm. It's touching them where they are. You know, what's going on with your family? How's your family? Are the kids out? I mean, things like that. So this is the time to not to sell, to call and see how people are doing. A welfare check, if you will, if that's what you want to call it. But it's just a time to start calling people and seeing how they're doing and making sure they're okay. Is there anything we can do to assist you? I mean, within reason, we can do that. So
yeah, I think a great avenue for salespeople now is to focus on social media. And Thomas Munoz, who's our general manager at the Spanish Garden Inn in Santa Barbara, he does an excellent job. I'm just using kind of him as a reference because they do such a good job there. Is to keep the hotel in the forefront of people's mind and tell them to, hey, still travel, right? It's, you know, we're taking your safety and your health into consideration. But the hotel is still enjoyable. Our destination is still enjoyable. It's a drive market. So come from LA to Santa Barbara and come stay in the hotel, right? But remain relevant in social media and let them know that you're doing everything you can. You're supporting the situation and even allude to the future times. You know, this is going to come to an end.
Yes.
And we want you at our hotel.
Exactly.
And we've been there. We're here now. But keep relevant on social media. Don't stop spending on, I would say, one thing, don't stop on social media because that's really in the forefront and where you can keep your property in the customer's mind.
That is an excellent point. Excellent point. So salespeople, if you're, you know, one thing about me when I was on property, I did always do a lot of things social media, right? Now, I mean, I still do that now with my own brand. But one thing I always wanted my sales manager to do individually is to do social media, independently of what the hotel is doing. Because, you know, you all have different experiences and things like that. But it's still talking about the hotel. You keep the hotel out there in the forefront just to keep it relevant and things like that. You know, what you're working on or what, you know, whatever's going on that's positive, we need to show that. Even if that's a flower that's growing outside your window. I mean, things like that. Because the other day, and I say this because the other day was a Saturday. It was Sunday. And I cut my grass every weekend, right?
And it looked nice.
Did it look nice? And someone made a comment, and it was a hotel person, and she said, thank you. I needed that. I mean, because you don't know what people, you don't know what your pictures are going to, who they're going to touch.
That's right.
And what it's going to mean to that person, right? So always make sure you, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of negative stuff that's going on. If you want to watch the news and you want to be negative and if you're on a high, you want to be brought down, watch the news, okay? But my job is not to do that, okay? I'm trying not to bring the gloom and doom and trying to make, you know, a bad situation a little better if I can. That's my job, I think, is being on this show is to maybe, you know, put a little different spin. But, you know, but there's some reality we have to deal with too, right?
That's right.
But still, I mean, if it's off topic from, like I said, me cutting my grass and showing my lawn how green it was, had nothing to do with hospitality, but had everything to do with we're going to get through this.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
Keep on doing what we normally do.
Exactly. We still have to do that, and we still have to be normal. We still have to, you know, some of us have kids and things, that we still have to deal with that, the day-to-day stuff, but it's okay to post, you know, pictures of you cutting your grass or some flowers that just bloomed and things like that. Because guess what? I'm not going to stop gardening because what's going on. So, I mean, this is something I do every Saturday for the most part, but I had to do it on Sunday because it was raining. So, but I mean, that's just little stuff like that. And Jim made a good point. I mean, just the social media stuff should not stop. You need to continue to do that. And guess what? The social media stuff doesn't cost you anything to do it. I mean, if within your job or whatever, what you're doing, it doesn't cost anything to do it. So just continue to do that.
What really shocks me is a lot of businesses, including some hotels, mm-hmm. will post on social media and they'll put, you know, coronavirus on there and a guy in a hazmat suit and say, well, you know, we're really paying attention to cleaning our hotels, we're cleaning our businesses, and we're really paying attention to make sure we're extra clean and we got extra hand sanitizer. Well, first of all, why bring that negative attention by putting coronavirus in somebody in a hazmat suit?
Yeah.
Put a picture of your property
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, we're maintaining our high cleanliness standards and we want you to come to our hotel and make it a positive experience.
Exactly.
Rather than flashing what people are seeing 24/7 on the news and everywhere else.
Yeah. And you mentioned this earlier. You get I've been getting all these emails from restaurants and things like that, and they're saying they're making it a point to say we're cleaner now, or
yep. mm-hmm. and,
meaning that they weren't clean before.
We're using better chemicals.
Yes.
Yeah, we're paying more. The airlines were paying more attention to the tray tables. I thought that was a big one. We're cleaning those now.
Yeah,
I think United said we're cleaning those now after every flight. you know, that's not what the
yeah.
public want to hear.
Exactly.
This kind of,
exactly. This kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, it's some uncharted territory that's going on here, but we got to keep our heads. We got to keep positive. We got to keep it pushing. You know, the whole lines at stores and things like that. I mean, I haven't got to that point yet. I don't see why we're at that point. I mean, some people are, you know, I mean, I guess you got to do you. I mean, I'm trying to do me, and obviously those people are doing them. So I have no, yeah, I don't know why they're doing it, so I really can't comment on that, but I just thought I'd comment on it anyway. But so tell me some other things that are going on.
Well, there's just,
I mean, just
where
do you start?
Where to start? So the other thing you mentioned about hoarding supplies, right? So mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of a panic reaction to the situation, but it's not necessary. And then I would encourage everybody that's listening to this hotel, you know, or listening to this show, there will be plenty of supplies in grocery stores. If people would just stop going and wanting to hoard everything, just do your shopping as you normally would do, and the supermarkets and that will keep up.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is uncharted territory,
yeah.
and people have never been through this before, so that's what they're doing. From the hotel side, come stay at the hotels, because everybody needs to know that there is a commercial division and there is a retail division, especially for toilet paper, right?
So
as hotels, we can buy all the toilet paper that we need. There is no waiting in line. So, and funny enough, we have people that stay at the hotels and we're asking for extra toilet paper and they put it in their suitcase and take
really?
It. Yeah, and so it's kind of a funny joke. You know, you used to ask people, what's your sign? Now you say, are you a 2 or 3 square person? so I know you've been hearing it all in the news, but you know, buy what you need and don't, mm-hmm. you know, don't try to hoard it. It'll be there.
It'll be there.
The other advice I can give is keep a routine every day. A lot of people are working from home or their lives have been shaken up by this.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that you don't get up at the same time, take a shower, get dressed and feel good about yourself and go about your day. And you just remain in your sweats and try to work at home, because you won't mm-hmm. be unproductive and you're going to feel more depressed and you won't be as productive, right?
Exactly.
Keep your routine. Get
yes.
up like you always do.
Mm-hmm. Get dressed, shower, yep. and get dressed yep. like you're going to work.
Like you're going to work. You know,
yes.
exercise is really important. Even if
yeah.
you're in the house,
mm-hmm.
you know, walk around the house or do some jumping jacks or go mm-hmm. on the patio. Just, you know, get some exercise, because you'll think you feel better.
Yeah. yeah.
The other thing, smiling, you know. I think there's something that takes 63 muscles or something to smile,
mm-hmm.
but only a few to frown.
Okay.
But you feel better when you smile, right?
That's true.
So I always tell the people, if you ever feeling down, just say the word Swiss, because if you say Swiss, you automatically smile.
I didn't even know that one. That's a good one.
Keep a positive attitude. You know,
yeah.
we've communicated at the hotels. You know, a lot of the communications they're doing through email or written.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll say things like, we had massive cancellations yesterday, or you know, it's doomsday, or you know, don't just list the facts.
Yeah,
owners need to know how much we had in cancellations, but we don't need to put adjectives that make things sound worse.
Yeah,
because that's not productive.
No,
you
not
know,
at all.
You really need to be productive. And you know, the last thing I could say as far as the hotel is, we have a really strong passion for and compassion for what's happening to the team members, because mm-hmm. there are layoffs and cutbacks.
That can't be easy.
And everybody knows that a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck, and mm-hmm. you know, the minimum wage issues. And there's people that are, you know, fearful they're going to be, you know, not have a head over their or a roof over their head,
mm-hmm.
you know, come the first of the month.
Yeah.
So we're doing everything we can, but again, we're all in this. I was just driving here, and I was telling Russell that, you know, the streets are ghost towns here. Everything's closed.
Yeah. You said it took you how long to get from Orange County to here?
Yeah, so it took me just over 45 minutes to get from Huntington Beach to here, which would normally take you, with light traffic, maybe an hour and a half, you know.
That is crazy.
But it was awesome sailing.
So this is a good time to be in L.A.
Yeah, right? Good time.
Good time. There's nothing on the freeways happening. So, yeah. But yeah, so, wow. But let me just mention the hotels that Broughton has. You know, I mean, I wrote it down, so I might as well just mention. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. So these are all the hotels that they manage. City Suites in Chicago?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ivy in Chicago?
Yep.
Majestic, Chicago.
Yep.
Inn at East Beach.
That's in Santa Barbara.
Park James, Menlo Park.
Yep, in the Bay Area.
Okay. Spanish Garden Inn.
Santa Barbara.
Sportsman's Lodge.
Yep, that's out here.
Studio City.
You know that one well.
I know that one well. I was forced to be the GM there.
Forced?
About a year. No. No.
I don't remember twisting your arm.
No. No, you didn't twist my arm, Jim. But thank you. But that gun sure was uncomfortable. Willow's Hotel in Chicago?
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So you have four in Chicago now?
Yes, four hotels in Chicago.
Okay. De Anza Inn, which is in Monterey. I actually did a task force GM there.
You helped out there. Appreciated.
Anytime. Let me know. De Anza Inn. I mean, I already said that. Aqua Hotel.
Yep, up in Marin County. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mill Valley.
Yep, that's up in Marin County as well.
And then Water's Edge.
Yep.
Is that all I have? Yep. Yeah, that's it.
And we just signed on a great brand new property in Lompoc.
Really?
In Central California.
Okay, okay.
It's the old Village Inn next to Vandenberg Air Force Base. So okay. It was a kind of an iconic hotel back in the 60s.
Okay.
And Dave Mercer, who's the owner, came and resurrected it and purchased the property. And we are going to be branding it and doing a full renovation. It's going to take probably 9 months to a year before we open to the public.
Okay.
But we just signed on there. We got a great team, and we're starting to work on it. It's going to be a fantastic project. So it's becoming the new alternative to Santa Barbara. Less expensive.
Really?
Still wine country.
Lompoc?
Yeah. But believe it or not.
They have wine country in Lompoc.
Yeah, it's all moving. You know, we used to have a hotel you probably knew, the Wine Valley Inn in Solvang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and since we were there, that's really exploded as the wine region. Okay. And they did the movie Sideways there, too.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
But it keeps moving. Okay. Keeps moving north. And Lompoc's going to be a great area. There are a lot of wineries around that area.
I did not know that.
And then the Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is going to be one of the hubs of Trump's new space program as well. So
okay.
A lot going to be happening up there.
Didn't know that. See, you got some inside information today. So you know how I bounce around on things. I needed to thank some people. I needed to thank, and who would I need to thank? It had to do with, last week I was at Destination California, which is in Long Beach. That was last week. So last week, forgive me for not doing the show live. I mean, I just basically repeated the show, the previous show with Stephen Medell. Oh, Stephen Medell told me to tell you hello. Did he reach out to
you?
It
was good to see him, yeah.
Okay.
It was a very good show, very insightful.
Oh, I'm glad it was. That's what we try to do here on Air with Russell Hotels. We try to keep it hospitality unplugged, right, and give them some good information, just like you're giving some good information today about, you know, what's going on with, you know, hotels not doing as well or our hospitality community just, you know, trying to make sense of this stuff. It's uncharted territory for everyone. We're all in this together, but it's all about staying positive. And I'm trying to look, I'm saying all that because I'm trying to find what I wrote down earlier. Bottom line, I'm just going to shoot from the hip on this. So it had to do with last week, I was at Destination California, which was hosted by the Westin in Long Beach. They did a phenomenal job. So I want to thank the Westin. Mark, my sales manager there, I want to thank him specifically for doing such a great job. Although, I mean, he had a bunch of team members that helped out as well, but he's my contact there, so of course that's who I'm going to thank. But I also want to thank Destination California, Miss Lauren Edelstein. She's VP for North Star Meetings, and she's also over all the content. She's the director of content for that organization. Mark's last name is Eastham. I want to say it's Eastham. At least that's how I spelled it, Eastham. So he's the senior sales manager at the Westin in Long Beach. I have to put my glasses on because I cannot see. I want to thank the Long Beach CVB for being a great host. They did a great job. We also went and had lunch at the Queen Mary, the Hilton, Hotel Maya did a phenomenal job with their, they did like an afternoon reception outside in the patio overlooking the bay. Just a phenomenal time. Drinks flowing. GM came out and said hello and things like that. And that's one thing that you don't see that a lot. And I don't know why that is, where, you know, you're having functions, you have a bunch of meeting planners, so you have all this, you have this captive audience. And sometimes it irks me, first of all, and I'm surprised that GMs don't take advantage of that stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'll tell you, because a lot of GMs are afraid.
Why is that? What are they afraid of? What, you're going to bite them?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. So I've always considered myself, and I think, you know, I'm kind of old school because I started this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've always take advantage of. A lot of GMs today are, and due to the low unemployment, you know, they're put in positions by convenience. You know, they just happen to come up and get promoted.
Okay.
But they really have the still their professionals that are at your hotel. And they don't want to go out there and network and sell their hotel because they're not really comfortable in what they're going to say, or they haven't been in that environment. Now, I'm not saying that's all GMs, obviously, but I've seen that time and time again with salespeople, GMs. They're afraid to go in there. They're afraid to engage because they don't know how they're going to be received. And a lot of people, you know, the Stephen Covey for the public speaking people should take that. That's the most important thing that I think anybody could do in their career, because you got to take advantage of those situations.
Yeah, I was.
It's your show.
Exactly, exactly.
It's your show.
So he did, and I wish I remembered his name because I would definitely mention him. But he came out and he didn't. He just kind of went. He shook my hand. He goes, "Oh, you know, what do you think about, you know, the layout or everything?" You know, he was just asking questions like, "Oh, it's nice. I mean, the view's great. The food is great. Drinks, blah blah blah." And this is what I said. I said, "You must be the GM, because I said you look like a GM." And he said, "Yes, I am." And he introduced himself. And I said, "Well, you know, I thanked him for coming out and saying hello, because, like I said, a lot of them don't do that now." And I'm not going to mention this, but at one of the hotels, the GM didn't come out. The other hotel, another hotel that was, you know, in the mix as far as the week went, didn't come out. You know, and like I said, I mean, didn't come out. The director of sales came out and addressed and, you know, welcome and things like that. But and maybe he or she was out of town. I don't know. I don't think so. But it just surprises me when you have a group of specifically people that are there to push your hotel or your venue or whatever the heck it is, and the person in charge. I mean, that carries a lot more weight than the director of sales and marketing coming out there. I'm just telling you, it does. For the GM to come out there and say, "Hey, thank you for, you know, for being here, shaking everyone's hand, and, you know, letting you know about the things that are going on at the hotel. You know, we appreciate your business and this and that." You know, handing out cards, whatever it is. I just think, you know, you miss a great opportunity when the GM doesn't do that. And when I was a GM, I can always say this because it's true. Anytime we did, even as a director of sales and marketing, anytime we did any kind of an event but if you're doing a site inspection, things like that, make sure I'm on that as well. Make sure I'm there. You invite me so I can introduce myself and meet them and things like that.
Absolutely. That goes a long way.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm not saying anything that I wouldn't do. So, but anyway, I just want to thank Long Beach and Long Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau for a great job they did. They had this right off of their convention center, or is below the Terrace Theater. I'm not sure if you are familiar with Long Beach and how it's set up. They have this kind of venue. It's called the Cove. Now, the Cove is space that's under it's like an overpass, or maybe it's a parking area, or it's a drive-through area to get from one place to the other. Well, anyway, they block it off, and it's basically unused space, right? But they found out a way to make it to make it a venue. And it's just, they close it off. They have food trucks on either side. They have this great big area. They put like couches and lounging chairs and things like that. They have food setups everywhere. I mean, it is the greatest. I've been there a couple times for an event there, but the Cove in Long Beach is phenomenal how they set it up. And like I said, you would never even know that it was an overpass. The top of it is an overpass for a road that goes over, but then under it is like a pathway for cars to go into a parking lot, I guess. But it's just space that I don't even know who even thought of it, but it's just, you're talking about being creative. It was just creative space that you would never even know. If you were blindfolded and went in and, you know, walked in there and they unblindfolded you and you're like, where the heck am I? You'd be like, this is great. But they had a DJ, they had food, anyway, they did a great job. So Long Beach CVB, thank you very much for doing what you do. And I guess that's it about Long Beach, right? So yeah, but we had a great time and it's funny how it was just last week.
Yeah.
You know,
it's changed quick.
It's just last week that, you know, we're having a good time talking about meetings and, you know, I set up a couple appointments to go and see some hotels downtown that are just open. You know, new boutique hotels that are opening. I think the Hoxton was one of them. Yeah. But now I don't know when I'm gonna get there. I don't know if it's gonna be there when we're ready to.
Yeah, it might not be.
You know what I mean? So that's the scary part, right?
Where it is.
I mean, there's hotels that, and you know this more than anyone. There's hotels that are basically hanging on by a thread anyway. And for something like this to happen could be totally devastating, right?
Yeah, there's going to be some hotels that will go away in markets all over the country, all over the world for that matter. You know, a lot of hotels are just coming out of a slow season and, you know, this is ramp-up time and now it's ramped down.
Yeah.
A lot of hotels are over-leveraged. And what I mean by that is they just have too much debt. Their mortgage payments are too high and they can't support something like this. And the only opportunity or chance that you have to survive is by, you know, consolidating cash, infusing cash, which some responsible owners have, others don't. But if you can't do that, then you're going to lose the hotel. So I'm really hopeful that, you know, we hear a lot on the news about the support for the airline industry, the travel industry, for the hotels, the small, you know, the SBA loans, that a lot of that comes to fruition and to fruition in a big way. To support our industry, otherwise we're going to see a lot of closures and kind of suffering in the hotel business, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, no,
because we've had record years for the last three years, right? So people are just building hotels, a lot of renovations going on. I mean, you're out there, you see them in the hotels.
Oh yeah, Now, what do you think about? And we talked about this, but let's share it on the air. What do you think about? Because right now, people are staying home. They're basically telecommuting or working from home and things like that. What do you think? Is this going to be the new normal?
Yeah, I do think that. So a lot of companies now up in Menlo Park, you know, one of the biggest corporate clients of ours is Facebook.
Okay.
And they canceled several very large meetings and did a couple of them by Zoom. You know, we've all heard of Zoom or Skype. And a lot of companies are finding that this is a much more efficient way to operate, right? You don't have the overhead of a home office, right? Mm-hmm. People working at home. Mm-hmm. And you can still be just as effective. And you can still run your business. They're finding that out. So office space is really going to suffer because the burden and the overhead of an office space is pretty tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can reduce that expense, then your property or your company becomes more profitable, obviously. But it is going to be the new norm. You're going to see a lot more Zoom communication, teleconferencing, hopefully not a lot less travel. But, again, people are going to get used to working at home and, you know, doing the Skype Zoom meetings and communicating that way. Just like we were trained certain ways over 9/11 with how we carry our toiletries and our water and get on airplanes and everything else, we're going to be trained a lot of ways on doing things after this crisis.
Wow. Wow. Well, thanks, Jim, for coming on the show.
But the sun did come up today, and it's going to
come up
tomorrow.
You know what? Right? That's right. And I was walking this morning, and which I do every morning, and I saw a rainbow, right? I took a picture of it. Like, wow, the sun did come up, and the rainbow still exists, right?
Yep.
So, and we'll get through this just like we got through 9/11 and some of the other things. I mean, yeah, I know this is for some people, and my our generation, you know, some of the kids, I mean, my kids, they probably like, has this happened before? Or, you know, this is all new things. We've never been on a lockdown before. I mean, schools have never closed down for this long before. So it's new to them, and it's new to us too. So we're all trying to figure this thing out together, right? I just got a text from my sister. She's a teacher in Marina Valley School District. And they were originally off for, I think, just the end of, to the end of this month. But now it's to the end of April. You know what I mean? Yep. I said, well, what changed between last night when you told me and today? And she said, I have no idea. But, you know, like I said, this whole situation is fluid. So we don't know what's going on. And maybe we're just seeing that, you know, there's no end in sight. And you just...
Well, you know, you have a lot of followers now, right? Mm-hmm. People don't want to be leaders. So people are making decisions. Should I shut down? Should I not shut down? Should I tell them? So as many of you have all seen on through the media, once one city is shutting their restaurants down, then many follow, right? Exactly. But nobody wants to be the leader in the industry.
Exactly, exactly. Right?
I am hopeful that the general public as a whole learns from the situation to be prepared for these situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's hard these days, but, you know, people, you hear about saving, having 6 months of savings
mm-hmm.
for when emergencies happen, mm-hmm. and be prepared by having water at your house. As you're from Blythe, I'm from Palm Springs, earthquake country, right?
Yes.
So be prepared for those mm-hmm. for those times. And I'm hoping the public learns and starts saving and starts preparing for these times, so the next time we have something similar, the pain's a lot easier,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't take things for granted. That's what I can say. Always be prepared. Be proactive.
Those are good parting words from Jim Shifta.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're winding down here. We only have a couple more minutes left. So that was good. I like that. So, but yeah. So to everyone out there that are listening, the two people that are listening, you know, like Jim said, the sun did come up this morning, and I'm pretty sure to come up tomorrow and continue to come up too, right? So we just got to keep the faith, right? Whatever that means to you, keep it. If you pray, continue to do that. I would suggest that, in fact. And if you don't pray, you need to start praying.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, we'll get through this. Like I said, we got through some other, you know, situations that have happened. We'll get through this as well. So, I mean, be safe. That's the one thing. We got to listen to what, you know, the people are saying and be safe. And I'll try to, you know, God willing, I'll continue to do this show and try to bring, you know, a light to everyone, if the two people that listen, and try to put a positive spin on things, because at the end of the day, you know, it's about how we handle things. And maybe I handle things a little different than other people. Maybe I don't get as wound up as other people. But I read people, and, you know, and my job is to not necessarily be the funny guy in the room, but, you know, try to make people relax as well as I can, right? So in this show, maybe it's giving me that platform to do it. Like I said, I didn't know 49 shows ago where this would lead, but now I know where we are now, right? We weren't here 49 shows ago, but we're definitely at this point now. And just keep the faith and just keep what we're doing. And, you know, if anyone needs to talk, you know, I'm always here. Give me a call. You want a topic you want to talk about? You want to come on the show and talk? I mean, feel free to do that. So just give me a call. Email me. I didn't give my contact information, right? But it's my email is russell@russellofhotels.com. Or you can call me, 310-467-5848. I don't have a problem with that. It's out there anywhere. Anyway, and my website is www.russellofhotels.com. And with that, we want to thank once again Jim Shifta for coming on. He's the COO of Broughton Hotels, which is based in Anaheim. They have 13 hotels, mostly boutique. They go from 24 rooms to 190 rooms. Did I get that right?
You're perfect.
Man, I'm good.
Hired.
So, and I listen. But thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate everyone. I appreciate the support from my mom, my sister, my brother, everyone else, my family, immediate family that live in the same house that I live in, and just people within the hospitality community. I do appreciate you guys. I mean, we're all in this together. Like I said, just keep doing what you're doing. It is appreciated, everything that you do. And everybody that responded to me, you know, even and follow-up is important, right? So, and this goes with, I guess, last week when I was at this Destination California, you know, people follow up. And even despite what's going on, there's still people that are following up, you know, to see how, you know, what's going on. And they did address some of the things that are going on now, but they did follow up. I mean, that's the key. They did follow up. So whenever this stuff does blow over, I'll remember that stuff. So remember, we still need to touch people. If that's via email, if that's via phone call, if that's a note card handwritten. I mean, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, and I know I'm almost out of time, but I was having this conversation with someone the other day, and I mentioned, I said, this is a time where salespeople need to, and I mentioned this earlier, where we need to, you know, see how people are doing. And I said, sometimes, I said, what I would do, I said, I would do a handwritten card to people, to my clients. You know, everyone's doing email because it's the easiest and the fastest thing to do. But is it the most personal thing to do? Who's going to remember the email that 1,000 people, I get 1,000 emails a day. Okay. So am I going to remember that one over the one person that sent me a handwritten card? I mean, that goes a lot.
Long way.
Right?
Yeah, very personable. Yeah.
Right. So, and this person, I kind of hung up on him because she said, and I said, it was a she, yeah, it's a lady. So having this conversation, and I said, what I would do is do a handwritten card. Well, and you know, the excuse she gave me, well, we don't have postage for that. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Oh, I was so mad. I hung up on her. That's why I was so mad I hung up. I said, you know, I don't have time for this conversation anymore. I said, I'm just trying to let you know that's, I'm a meeting planner, right? I'm on that side, right? That written note card, hey, just send in a note, just see how you're doing. Hope all is well, blah, blah, blah. Let me know if I can do anything. Done. That's it.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. That would go a lot further than me getting someone adding to my email list of crap that I get. So, but anyway, so I'm in the show there. You know, I had to rant about something. So, but anyway, I'm in the show there, but thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate the people that are listening, that are watching on Facebook Live. Thank you so much. And once again, thank you, Mr. Jim Schichter. I do appreciate you driving all the way out here from Orange County. And I'm glad it only took you 40 minutes to get here. So, but anyway, you guys take care. We're going to sign off. Take care. And I will see you next week. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.